The Earth spins across the black expanse of space and over a silver block logo with raised lettering. The Earth disappears underneath the logo as it tilts up, revealing in bold silver-white lettering, Kushner Lock Company. The Earth shines bright like the sun as it spins back in front of the logo. Over black, the Kushner Lock Company and Full Moon Entertainment present... Nighttime. Lightning crashes over a castle.
I really didn't believe in haunted castles. And I definitely did not believe in ghosts. But that was before I knew about Castle Flamenco.
Floating on a cloud above a throne room, a blonde woman in a translucent white cloak waves her hands in front of a young boy. A baseball cap floats alongside tombstones. A white sheet glides down a torchlit castle corridor. A stone tablet falls off a wall. The ghost swirls through the woods. The boy carefully walks down stone steps. Champagne pops. A cellist hides behind a wall. A chandelier crashes to the floor. Back in the throne room, the blonde woman gesticulates wildly as she yells. Mouth agape, the boy looks at the book on fire.
But I better slow down. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Letters ripple from a densely wooded hillside overlooking the castle. Little Ghost. Starring... Christine Wayborn, James Fitzpatrick, Sally Kirkland.
In the daytime, haunted castles don't look haunted. Look at it. It looks harmless enough.
Laura Bruneau, Luke Liestmacher, Jameson Baltes, and Trisha Lee Hardy as Sophia.
Legend has it that the Flamenco family ruled the entire land. For over 500 years, this was their home. Legend also has it that they would always rule the castle, even from the grave. My mom said I'd love living in a huge old castle. I had to admit, I had my doubts.
Horse grazes on the castle hillside. The castle's fortified tower rises out of the tree line. It's topped by a red canopy. A double-decker passenger plane's nose tilts up as it approaches a runway. The plane touches the ground, painted in red across the plane, Swiss Air.
The bad news was I was landing in Sylvania. The good news was I had a round-trip ticket.
Inside an airport.
Sylvania Air, flight 1170, now arriving from Los Angeles at gate 4. Sylvania Air, flight...
The boy walks through a crowd. Now arriving from Los... He looks around as travelers shuffle past him.
That's me.
Thank you.
Not the wiener dog. The cute little guy with a backpack. I'm the one everyone seems to be bumping into.
The boy walks up to a woman in a pink dress, another woman in a leather jacket, and a man with a black sports coat and a V-neck undershirt.
Bless you.
Hey, anyone see a porter?
There's no need, hon. It's only a few bags.
Kevin, are you all right? Give one of those to Tony, please.
That's okay. I got it.
Christine, he's fine. Tell your mother you're fine.
I'm fine.
How could I be all right? No friends, no fast food, no fun.
Kevin, I really want you and Tony to get along. I want this to work out.
I liked it when it was just the two of us.
Hon, life just doesn't work that way.
She's right, Kev. Someday soon, maybe we'll be a family.
That was my biggest nightmare.
Now, Chrissy, any statements to the press, keep them short, just like we rehearsed. Here's a pen for the autographs.
Oh, Tony. My series, Money and Power, has been off television for 2 years. I really doubt if anyone halfway across the world remembers.
You're so cute.
Tony, the man in the V-neck, pinches Christine's chin. Kevin, the boy, watches his mom and Tony walk away.
Can I have your autograph, Christine? Hi, Chrissy.
Gathered outside the airport, journalists and paparazzi.
I just want to thank the Sylvivianites, the Sylvivians.
the people of Sylvania. And I'm eager to announce that I invite you all to the Castle Klimenko for the grand opening of the greatest health resort Europe has ever seen. Spa Christine. Ta-ta.
Let's go. We'll see you all there.
When Mom's fans are around, she forgets about everything, including me.
Last one in, Kevin hops into a gray limousine. The limo drives off.
Sylvania loves me.
Adores you.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely, Dawn.
Gosh, and I've missed the cameras. Oh my gosh, do I have lipstick on my teeth?
Nope.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Kevin rolls down the limo window.
Kevin, we are going to have such a great summer. You and me and Tony together, we're going to have a great time.
I want to go home.
Oh, boys, we're in Sylvania. Let's have some fun.
Fun would be life without Tony.
Kevin sticks his head out of the window, peering out at a statue of a man with arms stretched out like a bird. The limo passes countryside landscape, an old church, a field of sunflowers.
That feels delightful.
I love you, baby.
A horse and carriage.
What do you love?
Kevin rolls his eyes while Tony tickles Christine's neck. A dense forest gives way to the castle. Two tuxedo-clad attendants open the castle gate as the limo pulls through. The castle's butlers and maids exit the castle's large wooden doors and line up on opposite sides of stone steps. A man in a gray vest exits and stands center between the servants.
This is it. Castle Klimenko!
Spa Christine.
Bless you.
Tony, carrying several suitcases, walks up to the man in the gray vest.
Pavel, I'd like you to meet your new bosses. This is Joanne, Christine's personal secretary.
And spiritual advisor.
Nice to meet you, Joanne.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
And this is Kevin. And this is, of course, the beautiful Christine. Everyone, this is Pavel, the head butler here. We need it. He gets it.
Caretaker and chief coordinator, actually. The servants will take your luggage, please.
Pavel leads Kevin, Tony, Christine, and Joanne into the castle. The servants gather Tony's luggage. Inside a large dining room, Tony signs a contract.
Actually, this is the first time we rented the castle in quite a few years.
Well, the rental agreements look to be A-OK.
Just as we discussed.
Two large candelabras stand on either side of an ornate fireplace.
And Chrissy, you know it takes money to make money.
Yes, it does.
Tony hands a white envelope to an older man in a gray jacket with war decorations.
All seems to be in order.
The older man flips through a wad of cash inside the envelope.
So what do you say we make it official?
Tony hands Christine a pen. Suddenly, the contract flies off the table. The wad of cash blows in the wind. Christine folds into Tony's arms. The red velvet curtains rustle. The wind intensifies and blows out the candelabras. The logs in the fireplace erupt in fire.
What on earth?
Tony follows the contract flying around the room, then swats it between his hands. The older man wipes sweat off his brow with a handkerchief.
Sign on the dotted line, babe. Ah, that's my girl.
Pascal enters.
Excuse me, Miss Forrest. The Sylvania National Press has arrived.
Well, time for your photo shoot. I'll wrap up all this boring paper stuff myself, and you go knock him dead with that gorgeous smile.
Mom? Mom, can I talk to you?
Kevin, can it wait a little bit? I'm running late.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you, Baron.
Baron hands Tony a wad of cash. Kevin sticks his head back in, watching.
And with you.
Maybe I was only 12. But this didn't look right to me.
Kevin quickly shuts the dining room door. Outside,
Now, if there's anything more I can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah, it's a rich experience.
Kevin peeks from behind bushes.
Indeed.
Tony glances Kevin's way. Kevin ducks. Tony looks back at Baron. They shake hands.
See you, Baron.
Good day.
Kevin wanders through the woods. Kevin looks around. Suddenly, a mysterious sparkling dust dances above Kevin. It disappears. Kevin's baseball cap lifts off his head and floats around him. Kevin tries to reach for it. The cap dances away. Kevin chases after. Kevin comes to a stop. From behind a tree, a young girl in a golden black royal gown runs out and curtsies. She wears Kevin's baseball cap. Kevin runs after her through the dense forest, dodging trees. At a cross tombstone, Kevin falls to his knees just as the girl disappears behind a large tree. But the baseball cap continues to fly on its own. Kevin looks up. The hat dances over other tombstones. Kevin watches from the ground as the hat slowly floats back to his head. Now, wearing the cap again, Kevin stands. He looks around, then darts off, constantly looking back into the woods until he runs into Pavel.
Well, I'm not much of a surgeon, but I think you will walk again. You might feel a trifle of a sting.
Nah. A little, yes. Sorry for running through your garden.
Stop apologizing. Your mom signed a lease. It's your garden now as well.
Okay.
Now, shall we try out your leg?
Kevin hops off a table and grabs his hat.
Pavel seemed pretty cool. For an adult.
Pavel follows Kevin out and into a dining hall where a maid dusts the walls. Pavel looks at the maid. She exits.
Kings and queens and knights from all over the world. Dined in this very room.
Cool. Is that the lord of the castle?
Yes, Lord Klimenko. He died with honor, protecting his castle and his family.
They gaze at a painting.
Honor was the most important thing a Klimenko could have.
Nice hair. That's the girl who stole my hat.
What?
The girl who I chased through the garden, that's her.
This painting is of Lady Anastasia Klimenko and her daughter Sophia. I doubt Sophia's done much running lately. She died over 300 years ago.
Kevin and Pavel stare at the painting of Sophia. A butler lights a torch in a castle hallway. Kevin walks around the corner and pops bubblegum. Kevin rushes into his bedroom. A servant holding a vacuum chases Kevin around the room.
Hi, could you kind of like finish up later? Because I'm going to hit the sack. You know, sleep?
Yes, sir.
The servant exits. Kevin grabs a book off a credenza and solemnly ambles to the bed. He pulls off the comforter, revealing Sophia lying in his bed. Sophia jumps out of bed.
Stay back!
Kevin grabs the vacuum and points it at Sophia.
I'll vacuum you!
Sophia stares at Kevin, then she vanishes into sparkling dust. Kevin looks off. Sophia sneaks up behind him and taps his shoulder.
Back!
Kevin backs up over the vacuum and trips into the credenza.
Careful. I wish to scare you, not kill you. You didn't scare me. I tripped. Do you know who I am?
I saw your picture.
I am Sophia Klimenko, the protector of the castle. My powers are greater than you could possibly comprehend. Like stealing hats. Big whoop.
Shouldn't have said that.
I can call on hurricanes with the snap of my fingers, burn bridges with the blink of an eye, rattle houses with the shake of my fist.
Don't mess with me. Taking karate this fall.
Karate?
Yeah, you know, where you break slabs of ice with your head and stuff.
You can't do that.
Well, you can't summon hurricanes.
Yes, I can. It's just, I don't want to.
Kevin rolls his eyes.
Do not test me, foolish one. I'm all powerful.
Sophia points to an acoustic guitar. The guitar leaps into the air, then softly glides to the floor.
It's pretty good. What else you got?
Listen to me. I'm not here to amuse you. You must leave at once.
I told you. You don't scare me.
Sophia scowls at Kevin. Sparks fly off her shoulders as she walks around him.
Why not? I'm a ghost.
Yeah, you're a little ghost.
Little ghost?
Using her telekinetic power, Sophia sends papers and books swirling all around Kevin.
You have been warned.
Sophia vanishes again into thin air.
That girl wasn't kidding around, but she was cute.
Outside the castle, two black labs rest beside a chum, or Russian teepee.
Left, left, right, left. Come on, guys, follow it. Left, right, left. Come on, follow. Get in line. Stick in those guys. Stick out those chests. All right. I don't know how Pavel's been running things around here, but I'm here now. And with a team composed of you and me, we can do the impossible. We will modernize. We will conquer. But with me as your leader, and you as my workers, we can make this the greatest spa on Earth!
What is this crazy man saying?
Just nod and smile. He will go away.
All right, out with the old and in with the new. What do you say, fellas? Let's get to work. Come on, let's go! I don't know what you've been told!
Pavel walks through his rose garden. He cuts off a yellow rose.
Oh, I predict you are going to love this present. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Mom, I already have a pair of rollerblades.
Well, now you have two.
Dork.
Carrying a vase of fresh roses.
Good afternoon.
Pavel enters.
Ah, oh, they're beautiful, Pavel.
Thank you.
Mom. I need to talk to you. Alone.
Hun, you need to get ready for the fashion shoot for the brochure.
5 minutes? We're almost done here.
No, Christine. The little voice in my head says you should go now, and the little voice, he's hardly ever wrong.
Joanne was always talking crazy. It drove me nuts.
Joanne knows what she's talking about. So put on that happy face, go on over and put on those aerobics outfits, and zip, you're back in a flash.
Kev, can we finish this up later?
Sure, I understand.
Christine scoots out of her chair and walks out with Tony. Joanne pats Kevin on the head.
Before Tony, birthdays didn't suck.
Pavel re-enters holding a large birthday cake with candles.
Some cake?
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
Kevin walks out. Kevin steps out onto a balcony. Holding an old sword, Pavel joins him.
Kevin, happy birthday.
Thanks. It's really neat.
One day I'll show you how it works. See that clearing? That's where we will have a sword fight.
Really? You think I could?
Of course. This was Lord Limenko's sword.
Kevin unsheathes his sword and wields it over the ledge of the balcony. Kevin looks around, then runs back inside. Sweeping down from the balcony to the castle's front door, Kevin exits.
Sophia? Sophia?
Kevin hops down into Pavel's garden. Behind overgrown vines, Kevin finds a door. He tries to open it, but it's locked. The door suddenly opens. Kevin goes inside. Carefully walking down steps, Kevin comes to a vine covered in spider webs.
Creepy. This place was definitely creepy.
He pulls the web apart and looks up. A ladder overgrown with greenery leads up to a room. A bat flaps past a giant spider web. Kevin climbs the ladder. Climbing into the room, an old chapel with a fresco of the Virgin Mary and an altar. Kevin glances up at the ornate peeling frescoes which decorate the ceiling. Two candelabras and a circular window with a star in the center light the room. A stone tablet stands against the wall on the side of the altar. A book covered in dust rattles on the altar. Hesitant, Kevin picks it up. The dust flies off the book cover. Kevin opens it. Inside, a color portrait of Sophia. Kevin turns the page. Another portrait, almost identical to the one before. Kevin turns another page. Another similar portrait. Sophia's portrait smiles and winks. Kevin throws the book.
She got me again.
He backs away from the book and into the stone tablet. The tablet crashes down on top of Kevin. Sophia appears.
I frightened you.
Okay, I admit it, you got me. Now get me out of here.
But you might aim another appliance at me. Can you please help me help you? But I'm just a little itty-bitty ghost. How can I possibly be of any assistance to a big, strong living commoner like yourself?
Hey, who are you calling common?
You! You and your castle-invading family.
I don't even want your castle. Can I have it back? It's what I wanted to tell you.
Sophia waves her hand over the tablet. It lifts off Kevin's leg.
Thanks.
If you want to talk, I'll be in the garden.
I always had a way with girls.
In the garden.
I want to make you a deal.
Yes?
I'll help you get your castle back if you help me get Tony away from my mom. It's a sleazy creep, and I need to prove it to her.
You are suggesting that I assist you, and you will assist me?
Yeah, like partners.
I agree.
Okay, I guess we should, like, high five or something.
High five?
Yeah, stick your hand up in the air and slap mine.
Why on earth would we do that?
It's what kids do, trust me.
Sophia goes to high five Kevin's hand. She misses. Kevin smiles.
I failed to see the joy in that.
We'll work on that.
Who would have thought my new best friend would be a ghost?
Kevin and Sophia watch Tony's workers build a spa.
All right, bring that around, guys.
Two workers carry an avant-garde statue.
Hold it! This isn't gonna work.
Thank God he's coming to his senses.
We have to lose that old pot to make this thing fit.
That pot is from the 14th century.
Let's go, fellas. Move the pot. Come on, faster, fellas. It won't budge.
Wonderful.
Okay, smash it.
I can't believe this.
Smash it? Yeah, smash it.
Sophia's face suddenly disappears. Kevin looks on, distressed.
Good work, guys.
Sophia's face reappears. She smiles at Kevin. Kevin smiles back.
All right. Everybody gather around, grab your shovels, because we're going to rip up the garden.
Sophia and Kevin watch from the garden. Tony hands one of the workers a shovel.
Huh?
The worker shakes his head no. Tony offers it to another
Dig?
Worker.
Dig? Speak English? Ah. This entire garden's got to go.
What is this?
Dig it up. Oh, hey, Pavel, can you translate for me?
Are you out of your mind? This is a prized garden.
Yeah, well, it's on top of my parking lot, pal. I mean, didn't you see the revised plans? All right, everybody. Let's go dig up the garden.
I can't look.
Let's go, let's go. Work with me.
Kevin looks at Sophia, but she's disappeared.
Sophia? Oh, great.
Behind Tony, a red garden hose wrapped around a statue comes to life. Kevin smiles. It snakes in front of Tony, who winces. The workers look on, wide-eyed.
Men! Pashi, Kluk, and Danka. Secure the hose!
The workers try to grab the hose, but it whips away. Pavel grins at the spectacle. The hose wraps around Tony's legs and climbs up his torso.
Secure the hose!
Go, girl!
The hose tightens around Tony's chest as he struggles to get free. Inside the castle, a deer mount hangs above a fireplace. Dressed in workout tights, Christine poses.
Do you like Sylvania?
Yes, I do. The people, especially. They're so kind.
And the Castle Clamenco. Do you enjoy living here?
Would you excuse me for just a moment?
Christine hands the reporter the weight and runs out to the balcony.
Tony?
Christine watches Tony, wrapped in the hose, his arms outstretched toward the workers.
Are you okay?
Tony in a handstand. Tony grabs hold of the hose and points the head towards his face. The hose shoots water in Tony's face as the workers point and laugh at him. Christine walks back inside and poses for the photographers, this time with a leather jacket strung over her shoulder.
Any more questions?
Just some more photos, please.
Overlooking the castle. Christine bathes herself in a bathtub filled with bubbles. The bubbles between Christine's legs rumble and rise. Christine looks on, mouth agape. The bubbles spill over the tub and onto the floor. Bubbles, still multiplying, overtake Christine.
Oh,
bubbles stuck to her hair. Christine steps out of the tub and walks off. A maid walks over to Joanne, sitting behind a desk and holding back a sneeze with a pen.
I have your check. Please make sure you fill out your timesheet on the first day of each week.
Joanne hands the maid a check just as Christine enters. The maid looks at the check.
I'm getting a vision.
Joanne picks up a crystal ball.
I see you. And you are working for a wonderful woman whose future is fabulous. Your life is a little dull. Don't blame me. I call it like I see it.
Joanne waves the maid goodbye, then opens her laptop.
Great. Rain.
Unbeknownst to her, a dark cloud forms above Joanne. Rain pours out of the cloud and onto the desk.
What?
With a furrowed brow, Joanne stands and looks around. Joanne scoots away from her desk, but the cloud follows her. Dodging the rain cloud as best she can, she sashays over to a winding staircase and runs up. Coming up to a door, the rain suddenly stops as Tony opens the door.
What is it?
Joanne spits out a mouthful of water on Tony's shirt.
Rain, inside, following me.
Shaking like a leaf.
Rain followed me.
It's just a busted drain pipe, that's all.
This place is haunted. And you don't need a crystal ball to see that.
Just relax.
Relax? How? We are being invaded by evil spirits who are capable of... Oh, you could be one of them. Quick. What's my name?
We're all just a little jumpy, that's all.
Just answer the question!
Joanne, stop it!
Tony wraps a towel around Joanne's wet neck.
Stop it!
He sits her down on a bed.
Trust me. Who do you love?
Tony wipes the sneeze off his face with the towel.
Kevin, thank God you're here. Joanne is soaked and shivering. Come hold her.
I'd be shivering too if he were holding me.
Kevin hands Joanne a blanket.
Oh. Yeah, that'll work too.
Kevin nods at Joanne.
Busted drain pipe.
Uh-huh, sure. Joanne, Mom's looking for you. She's in her room.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Rolling his eyes, Kevin walks Joanne and Tony out. Nighttime over the castle. Kevin runs up to the secret entrance to the chapel. The door opens. Bright, blinding light shines through. Kevin enters. He slowly walks down the same steps and up the same ladder.
Sophia! You were great. I mean, that was you, wasn't it?
It was me.
I bet Tony's still in his room, soaked to the bone.
That's what worries me, Kevin. He's still in his room. He hasn't fled.
I know.
I wish my mother were here.
Where is she? Could she help?
She only comes once a year at the Harvest Moon.
You mean, live her all by herself?
Yes.
Well, just call her and do whatever you ghosts do to get in touch.
I can summon her only.
Great.
It is difficult. I've never done it before now.
Have you forgotten how?
Well, it was never thoroughly explained to me. You see, my mother despises being bothered. I thought I could handle my responsibility, and I did not need her help. I wanted her to be proud of me. But it does not matter, Kevin. I have tried. I cannot do it.
Well, just try some more.
It is hopeless.
Sophia places her chin on her hand. Kevin looks at her just as her shoulder disappears for an instant, then reappears.
Sophia? I am fine.
Sophia turns to Kevin. They stare at each other. The fresco of the Virgin Mary holding an infant Jesus looks down on them. The next day at the castle. Pavel practices with his sword in the garden.
Your turn.
You're kidding, right?
No. Give it a go.
Kevin unsheaths his sword.
Pavel?
Yes?
How long have you lived at the castle?
All my life. This is my home.
That's a long time. I mean... Not that you're old, it's just...
No, it is a long time.
Kevin swings his sword left and right, then accidentally drops it. The sword sticks in the ground, swaying back and forth.
Don't give up. That's the key. You'll catch on.
Kevin grabs the sword once more and gives it another go.
Good. Now we'll have a little match.
Kevin and Pavel fence in the garden.
I wish my mom would change her mind on the spot idea. It's not right.
Well, have you made her aware of your feelings?
Nah, she's been too busy with the media and all.
She seems to care for you a great deal, Kevin. I'm sure she would listen. She's your mother. Speak to her.
I already tried that.
Maybe if you got somebody else to talk to her.
Hey, great idea. Thanks, Pavel.
Kevin throws his sword up in the air. Pavel catches it.
Adults can be so gullible.
Overlooking a farmer's market along a forested path, women and men carry large baskets from vendor to vendor. A horse-drawn carriage pulls through the middle of the market. A bull feeds on a husk of corn. Kevin and Sophia crouch down behind a table filled with green grapes and petite heirloom tomatoes. They watch as Christine holds two lemons, one yellow and ripe, the other small and green. Christine then buys a red flower from a young man and a basket from an older lady.
Pavel!
Good morning.
Sophia and Kevin smile at each other.
I didn't expect to see you here.
I needed a break from all the hoopla. Oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It certainly is. Christine, I would like to talk to you about Kevin. I don't think he's very happy here.
Go on, Pavel. Tell her she can't go through with the spa idea. Come on, tell her.
Uh-oh.
Tony struts up from behind the bull.
Oh, no. He's gonna ruin everything.
Hang on. You got your jacket. It's always something. Just glad it wasn't her skirt.
Well, thanks. Tony? Pavel is very concerned about Kevin not liking it here.
Chrissy, could you go buy us some peaches? I'd like to speak with Pavel.
Christine walks away. Sophia vanishes next to Kevin.
Please listen carefully. Because I don't want you to misunderstand me.
Kevin looks to the side for the missing Sophia, then back to Tony and Pavel. Kevin quickly ducks as they walk over to where he's hiding.
Stay away from Kevin. Stay away from Chrissy. Your job is to merely keep up the castle. So if I catch you meddling in my affairs, I will fire you. That's all.
A tomato rises out of a cart full of tomatoes. Others rise and fall. The cart wheels itself toward Tony as he backs away. Tomatoes fly out of the cart and whack Tony across the chest and face. At the castle. Kevin walks out on the balcony. He looks at Joanne below, waving around a stack of envelopes.
There she goes again, giving away my mom's money.
Joanne hands checks to the spa workers.
For you? And you? Fedorov? Stop cheating on your wife. Rule up. September is a good time to look up old friends.
I never trusted Joanne, and I certainly didn't believe in her psychic crystal ball baloney.
Sophia joins Kevin on the balcony.
There you go. You?
Guys, I just want to say, the bottom of my heart, that the last few days you've really put forth a fantastic effort. We've accomplished a lot, but to remember that we have less than a week to make this undeniably the most unbelievable, fantastic, phenomenal experience the health club world will ever know.
What is this crazy man saying?
Just nod and smile. He will go away.
Next up, the mud bats.
Killer hoses, tomato goo. Sky won't give up.
Okay, break time's over. Back to work.
He's very determined and stupid. Dangerous combination.
The workers march off in unison. Nighttime falls over the castle. Kevin reads a book in bed entitled Supernatural Powers. Sophia appears next to the guitar. She smiles as she sits on the bedside.
I've got something to show you.
I'm reading.
Not for long.
Sophia waves her fingers at the book. It floats across the room and hits the wall.
Sophia!
Kevin, we need to go to the far end of the castle. We're going to put those boots with wheels on the bottom of our feet.
Rollerblading?
Yes.
The scary part wasn't that she was a ghost. The scary part was that I was starting to like her.
What are you doing?
I believe it's called having fun.
We're gonna kill ourselves on these.
But I'm already dead.
Well, I'm not, and I'd kind of like to stay that way.
Indulge me.
Sophia pushes Kevin. He rollerblades along the hallway. In an exercise room, Christine works out on an elliptical. She gets off and walks out into the hallway.
Tony?
Kevin and Sophia come to a sudden halt.
Oh no, it's my mom. Disappear.
Joanne?
Oh, Kevin, it's you. And you're using your rollerblades. Both pairs?
Yeah. I rigged up that way. Cause a lot faster. See ya.
Kevin rides away with Sophia's rollerblades tugging along behind him. Sophia reappears in her rollerblades.
I love these boots with wheels. Stop.
Sophia lifts a tapestry.
After you.
They enter a secret chamber.
Spooky. The castle Kamenko has many secrets. In celebration of your birthday.
Sophia lifts open a chest.
A telescope? Boy, was I glad it wasn't another pair of rollerblades.
I believe I cleaned out most of the cobwebs.
I love it, Sophia. Thanks.
We can try it out tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? What's wrong with tonight? Indulge me.
Christine's reflection glistens in the garden pond. She wears a silk white nightgown and wanders the garden path. Coming to a tree, Christine rests against a low-lying branch. Pavel walks nearby with a lantern. He stops when he spots Christine.
Oh, this place is going to give me a heart attack. I suppose it was silly of me to take a walk outside by myself at night.
I will walk with you if it makes you feel safer. It's a very good night to be under the stars.
Christine trips in a hole, but Pavel grabs her, preventing a fall.
This is so nice.
It's often the small things that are most enjoyable.
In my world, I often forget that.
You're not alone.
Arm in arm, Christine and Pavel walk along the pond. Overlooking the starlit sky above the tree line, a shooting star. Someplace else in the garden, Kevin looks through the telescope.
It looks like the face of a man. A fairly unattractive man, but a man. Show me something else.
Let's see. Oh, here's Orion's belt.
Ooh, look, look, look.
Relax, it's just a constellation.
Look.
Kevin looks through the lens, panning over the castle, stopping at an ornate window, Tony and Joanne, wrapped in each other's arms, behind a translucent shade.
I'd know that sneeze anywhere. It was her.
Come on.
What in the world are you doing?
I need to get up to the window and see something.
You wish to go for a closer peek?
Yes. Give me a boost.
What is a boost? I do not think I have one.
A lift up there.
Sophia looks up at Tony making out with Joanne.
As you wish.
She holds out her hand. Kevin grabs it. Sophia and Kevin lift off the ground and float up to the castle window.
Thanks for the boost, I think.
Sophia blows air at the window. The curtain inside opens. They watch Tony and Joanne kiss.
Can't believe him. What a filthy, flagrant pig.
Inside, Joanne pulls away from Tony. She looks out the window. Tony opens the curtains and looks out.
That's nothing. Won't work.
They go back to making out. Kevin looks down at the ground below.
Sophia? Yes? Help! Don't worry. I'm still giving you one of those boost things.
They were a great pair. Sneezy and sleazy.
In Kevin's bedroom.
That lying, cheating, stealing... Ugly. Ugly, thank you. You should tell your mother once. She wouldn't believe me. Sophia, do ghosts dream? I have it every night. In it, I'm waltzing across a spectacular formal ballroom. A long, flowing dress. Spin, step, turn. And then... it happens. What? I wake up. I suppose I'm just a hopeless romantic. That's it. What is it? That's how we get rid of Tony. We find my mom a replacement. A replacement who's charming, romantic, and earth-shatteringly gorgeous. Let's see, there's... Pavel!
Daytime. A horse-drawn carriage rides past the castle. In the garden.
When?
Christine hurries over to Tony.
What couldn't wait, Tony?
A tailor with a tape measure...
My love.
...walks close behind her.
It's time to... ask you that question.
Tony grabs Christine's shoulder, but the tailor stands between them, measuring Christine's torso.
Pardon. Christy, darling, my love of my life, will you...
Excuse me? Just need you to sign a few more checks while the spirits are calm. You were saying...
Chrissy, will you?
An unaccompanied lawnmower drives toward Tony. Tony darts away as the lawnmower chases him. Tony passes a worker with a rake. He steals the rake and jabs it at the mower, but it persists.
Hi, Mom. Pavel wanted me to give you this. He also asked if he could join us for dinner. I told him I have to ask you first.
Of course. I mean, it's fine with me if it's fine with him.
Great.
The rose routine. One down, one to go.
Pavel looks at a rose.
It is fine with me if it is fine with her.
Great, then it's all set. Don't forget, 8 o'clock sharp. I thought you might, you know, kind of use these.
Blue jeans? No, I think not.
But I borrowed them just for you.
I have a closet full of my own dress clothes, thank you very much.
Suddenly, dress slacks walk freely across the room, one after the other. Pavel looks on in amazement. The pants bounce up and down, dancing past Kevin, who shrugs his shoulders. At the dining room table.
Well, I hope you like the soup. The vegetables are fresh from the market.
And the herbs are from Pavel's garden.
It's great, Mom.
Pavel? I notice the lines on your palm are very long and telling.
Thank you, I think.
May I touch one of your possessions?
Maybe after dinner?
More milk?
No, thank you. Mom, you should see Pavel with the sword. He could slay armies, and with a bow and arrow, he could hit a fly dead on from 100 feet.
Well, a large fly, it's nothing, really.
How useful! I have a very important announcement to make. Are those my jeans?
Busted.
Tony, what is it?
I ask everyone to bear witness to this joyous occasion.
A pale hand reaches out of Tony's soup and grabs his necktie. The hand yanks Tony down into his soup bowl.
So?
The waiter hands Tony a napkin.
Thank you. Christine, this is what I want to show you.
Tony reaches a hand into his shirt pocket, but his left arm starts shaking incessantly. The shaking won't stop. Joanne looks at Tony with puzzlement. Pavel manages a grin. Kevin hides a laugh. Tony stands up, unwillingly. With elbows bent, he shakes around the room doing the chicken dance.
Christine, would you do me the honor of becoming my wife?
I will.
My life is over.
Think about it.
Tony raises a hand to his cheek.
What is the matter with you?
I'm fine. I'm just slapping myself to make sure that I'm not dreaming.
Indeed.
Nighttime. Christine walks outside the castle alone. She smells the rose Kevin gave her.
Thank you for dinner. I know you have a lot to think about, so I just leave you to your thoughts.
Yes, Tony.
He's not slapping himself anymore, is he?
I don't know what got into him.
I don't like what he's doing to the castle. This place has such a rich history, and he's killing it.
He's not killing anything. It's called modernization.
Well, then I guess the legend is wrong.
What legend?
It is said that Madame Klimenko vowed to protect this castle, even from her grave.
Do you think she's haunting this place?
That's what the legend says.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're trying to scare me off to save the castle.
Well,
I like you, Pavel, but I see you more clearly now. And you are not going to ruin my dream.
Christine turns and runs away. Inside the castle, Tony looks at an engagement ring. He pockets it as Christine sneaks up behind him and wraps her fingers over his eyes.
Guess who?
If it's Pavel, you're fired.
Yes.
Yes, you will marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
Tony kisses Christine. Down the corridor, Kevin watches.
One big happy family.
Kevin walks to the secret door to the chapel. It opens. A ray of light shines through the darkness as he enters. Kevin saunters up to the ladder. Upstairs in the chapel, Sophia blows dust. Kevin climbs the ladder.
Care may yonder, I call on you to appear. Rise to the heavens and awaken. I need you, Mother.
Sophia looks up to the ceiling. Kevin enters the chapel. He rests a hand on Sophia's shoulder. The spot where his hand sits disappears, then reappears.
What am I doing wrong? I'm saying the ancestors' names. Throwing the earth towards the heavens. Are you forgetting anything?
I do not think so.
Don't give up. This is too important.
The moat's already been filled. The side garden destroyed.
But it's not too late. The castle needs you. My mother needs you.
Kevin, it would take a miracle to summon my mother.
Then I'm asking for a miracle. I just can't let Tony get away with this. Have you tried jumbling the words in a different order?
I am a terrible protector. I wanted to show my mother I could do it on my own, but I can't. I need her.
Let's try. Come on.
Yonder, Cara May, I call on you to appear. Rise to the heavens and awaken.
Sophia picks up a pile of dust. The room shakes around them. Smoke erupts from underneath the stone tablet, forming into a goat.
I'm guessing that's not your mother.
It's hopeless.
The wind picks up, blowing back their hair. Kevin looks at Sophia. More of her body starts to disappear. The page in her book turns with the wind. Sophia's entire body vanishes, then reappears.
Sophia! Sophia!
What's happening? You're so cold.
Kevin grabs his jacket.
Here.
And wraps it around Sophia's shoulders.
You need to rest. You'll be okay.
Sophia lays her head on Kevin's shoulder and closes her eyes. In a bedroom, Tony kisses Christine on the forehead. Outside, Kevin sneaks up to a gold-plated platter hanging on the wall. He moves it over, revealing a secret peephole. Inside the bedroom, Kevin watches through the eyes of a painting of a Victorian woman.
For some reason, I can't shake this uneasy feeling. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I can solve this problem once and for all.
You can?
Absolutely. We'll just have Joanne do a séance. She'll contact the spirits, ask them if it's okay we're here. Would that give you some peace of mind?
Okay, we'll have the séance.
Oh, good. You get some sleep.
Christine sits on the bed. Tony taps her on the tip of the nose. Daytime.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
Well, what do you want?
I want to speak to Pavel.
Well, you're a little late, big guy.
What are you talking about?
He's gone.
Tony walks off. Kevin rushes over to a wall where a worker hammers in a crest with the letter G. Kevin runs outside.
Great. That's all we needed. Another pink marble statue of Mom.
Pavel, is it true? He fired you?
Yeah, it's just as well.
You can't leave Castle Clemenco. It's your home.
No, it's my Cristina.
He can't do this. I need you for sword fighting and stuff.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
I thought you said never to give up.
I'm gonna miss you, Kevin.
Pavel hops onto a horse-drawn carriage. Kevin watches as he rides away.
This is a séance. We need, like, a magical mirror or something.
Tony grabs a glass bowl and flips it over.
Ta-da! Work with me, babe.
He hands the bowl, face down, to her.
I guess this will do. Yes, this will do.
Here's the plan. Start with a little table rattling. Then we go to pictures crashing down off the walls. To the grand finale. The voice from beyond.
Tony pushes play on a tape recorder.
I welcome you to this house. Stay as long as you like. This is your home now. We're leaving. Bye-bye.
Hey, I thought that I would channel the spirit through me and have her speak through me.
It's much more dramatic.
No, Chandler.
It's much too complicated.
But Tony, I'm good. This is the god of the castle. Please stay and make yourself at home. Not bad, huh?
Maybe next seance.
Sophia? Paul's gone. It's just you and me now. What's happening to me, Kevin? You're dying. But I'm already dead. You're a Clamenco. The castle's destroyed. So are you. Help me, Kevin. I'm not going anywhere. You're my friend. I'm gonna save you and my mom.
Sophia's left arm disappears. She slams her elbow down. The arm reappears.
You're my friend.
Joanne lights a candelabra. The door opens. Tony and Christine enter.
Please, take your seats. Please close your eyes. I call now upon she whose name this castle bears.
As Tony, Christine, and Joanne hold hands and close their eyes, Tony opens one eyelid to peek at Christine.
Raise the table to signal your presence, oh ghostly person.
Underneath the table, Tony uses a lever to move the table with his foot.
Rattle the paintings if you wish to speak to us mortal beings.
Tony flips a switch under the table. Joanne picks up her crystal ball and looks deep within.
She's ready. Oh, I feel her life force entering me.
You do?
I don't. No, I don't. She wishes to talk for herself. She will speak. Yes, yes. What is your message to us?
Tony flips a switch under the table.
How dare you enter this place, foul blasphemer?
What?
What?
Mortal scum! Defilers of the sacred temple!
Kevin peeks through a peephole.
Have I not warned you?
What is this?
Kevin holds up a cassette tape.
Looking for this big guy?
Now be gone, or know my wrath.
Yes, yes, I'll be gone.
Christine marches out of the room, but a candle on the mantle comes to life and flies off. Its flames grow bigger. Christine runs in the opposite direction.
Chrissy!
In a stairwell, Kevin runs up, but accidentally drops the satchel.
I've got the gift!
I began to think my plan was working.
Kevin, change your plans. We're leaving first thing in the morning.
Chrissy! Chrissy!
Kevin hides next to a knight's suit of armor as Tony passes by. In the garden, a bright light radiates from the center of Sophia's body. She smiles. In the bedroom, Christine packs her suitcase.
Chrissy, you can't do this. Our spa, we had a plan.
Did our plan include flying candles, indoor rainstorms, bionic bubble baths, and possessed garden hoses?
Well, no. But we're business people. We roll with the punches.
That's crazy. Were you not in the room a few minutes ago? We're out of here!
Hun, we don't have to leave. We'll have Joanne do an exorcism. She's very good at those.
Nope. We're leaving.
What about the presidential dinner? You can't stand up the president.
Yes, you're right.
We'll use the dinner as a forum to announce our change of plans and our vow to preserve the castle.
This was the moment of our victory, or so I thought.
You did it, Kevin. You saved me.
Now that Spa-Christine is gone, and Tony can't steal any more money, I bet he won't be around too long.
Please accept my thanks.
You're welcome.
My very first kiss. Who cares if it was from a ghost?
There's gotta be a way. There's gotta be a way.
Tony, hitting the wall, accidentally opens up a secret chamber. Back in Kevin's bedroom, Sophia helps him put on a sports coat.
I wish you could come to the presidential dinner. Maybe I'll steal you a dessert or something.
I would like that.
Sophia vanishes.
Hey, big guy.
What do you want?
I think this belongs to you.
The tape recorder.
Oh, this is not good.
Must have dropped it in your secret tunnel.
Okay, now, this is Kevin. Testing.
Now leave my castle at once. Be gone or know my wrath. Now leave my castle!
What's going on?
There's your ghost.
Kevin, you tricked me.
I was just trying to help. We don't belong here. We're not wanted. It's important. You've got to believe me.
Who can believe you now? Oh, Chrissy, we'll deal with this later. It's just a phase. Come on, hon. We have a spa to announce.
It's true. I'm not the fake. Tony is. Joanne is.
Oh, Kevin.
Kev, you're out of here. In a month, you'll be off to military school for some much-needed discipline.
Tony kicks over the telescope.
Oops. Sorry, big guy.
I really didn't like that guy.
Kevin bends down and picks up the broken pieces.
Hi. Hi. You really like this tree?
I should. I planted it over 300 years ago.
Did you hear what happened?
Guess you won't be pocketing any dessert for me tonight.
Nope. I'm grounded.
But you're not in your room.
I don't care anymore. Spa-Christine officially opens tomorrow. No doubt about it, I'm going to be shipped off to military school.
Kevin, you did your best.
I want to show you something. A surprise.
What is it? Follow me.
Just a little bit further. Do your thing.
Sophia tries to open the door with her telekinetic powers, but the door won't budge.
I'm too tired.
That's okay. I got it.
Kevin opens the door to a ceremony room with stained glass windows and dozens of bouquets of sunflowers.
Kevin, it's beautiful.
I did my best. I have the 16-piece orchestra.
Kevin hits play on a boombox.
And, well, I'm not earth-shatteringly gorgeous, but I am a partner, sort of. Would you like to dance?
Yes.
Are you really up to this?
Definitely.
They minuet.
Still here.
I know.
A ray of purple-black light bursts through Sophia's stomach.
Sophia?
She collapses to the floor.
I'm okay. Just very tired, Kevin. Can I take you back? In a minute. I just want to stay here a little bit longer.
Sophia rests her head on Kevin. Kevin, asleep in bed. Tony peeks his head in.
Sleep tight, big fella.
Kevin turns over. Dawn breaks as a carriage drives past the castle. Partygoers gather outside the entrance to the castle, which now adorns a banner, Spa Christine. Inside, waiters pass trays of hors d'oeuvres. Christine walks down a spiraling staircase, accompanying her guests.
And this is Spa Christine's own line of beauty products. We are very proud of them. Shall we?
A woman experiments with making a new perfume. In a spa, two ladies in bathing suits sit in separate tubs.
And here are the healing mud baths of Spa Christine. Next door on your left is the exercise room.
In, out, in, out. Let it burn, here, let it burn. In, out, in, out.
What is this crazy man saying? Just not a smile, you'll go away.
In the ballroom, a chamber ensemble with a violinist, a cellist, and an accordionist. Guests mingle. Christine enters.
Welcome to the grand opening.
Thank you. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Smiling and nodding, Christine walks through the crowd of guests.
Christine.
In Kevin's bedroom.
There was no way I was going to wear that Spa Christine t-shirt. I didn't care what my mom would say.
Kevin takes off a Spa Christine t-shirt and puts on a plain red one. He walks over to the door and tries to open it.
Hello? Hello?
The door won't budge.
I never gave Tony enough credit. He certainly was persistent.
Kevin walks over to the window. Peering out, he sees dozens of guests in the castle courtyard. Tony, donning a bright blue blazer, descends the spiral staircase and joins the ballroom.
I appreciate it.
With pleasure.
Great. Did you check on Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, he's tired. He's so cute when he's sleeping.
Oh, poor Kev. I'll go check on him.
Hun? Actually, why don't you let him sleep a little while longer?
A wooden key slides under the door. Kevin grabs it and unlocks the door.
Pavel!
Isn't this fabulous?
Oh, yes.
You left.
I did. I just came back. Plus, you need me, remember? For sword fighting and stuff.
Don't ask me why, but you gotta do exactly what I say. I don't care what you do, just delay the ceremony.
What?
Just do it. Come on.
Runs down the castle hallway. Kevin enters the secret passage behind the tapestry. In the garden, Kevin climbs up the ladder to the secret chapel.
Kevin, where are you?
Right beside you.
I don't see you.
Yes, I know. I'm fading.
No.
Kevin walks behind the altar, underneath the fresco, and kneels over an old book. He puts his hands together in prayer.
Carry me yonder. I call on you to appear. Rise from the heavens and awaken.
And now, I'd like to kick off the official opening of Spa Christine with a toast.
But before he does, I feel as though I must say something about our gracious hosts.
Make here yonder, I call on you to appear. Rise from the heavens and awaken.
To the new Spa Christine, the best health resort in Europe. May it shine and prosper and expand and profit and be the most beautiful place on the world.
Sophia, think! What are we missing?
Because the Spa Christine should be the place that we all enjoy and come to.
Kevin blows dust over the book.
Kara may yonder, I call on you to appear. Rise from the heavens and awaken!
Kevin accidentally knocks over one of the candles on the altar. It falls on top of the book and catches fire. Smoke blows out of the chapel and into the garden.
May the castle be as beautiful as a rose. As a garden of roses. As glorious as Christine and...
Thank you, Pavel. And now, to you, Christine.
A whisper of a ghost appears at the top of the chapel entryway. It glides down.
And to the spa!
Outside the castle, a cloud forms into the head of a woman. The lights flicker on and off inside the ballroom. The accordionist and violinist run away.
Hold on, everyone. It's just a thunderstorm.
Champagne corks pop. The cellist hides behind a wall.
Nobody panic! Please!
In the garden, the wind rips through the trees. The ghost soars through the garden. In the ballroom, the wind blows party decorations everywhere. Guests start to look around, panicked. The woman making perfumes runs away from her table as glass bottles spontaneously combust. In the spa, the mud baths boil. Guests collectively rush out of the ballroom. In the workout room, Tony's workers run away from a mirror on the wall just as the ghost flies through. Guests run out of the castle.
Please don't go! Wait! Wait!
What's happening? Mother.
Kevin follows after Sophia. They rush past guests flocking out of the castle. Lightning sears the Spa Christine sign. It explodes in a huge fireball.
Wait! 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 No, please! Don't go!
Honey?
Wait!
Joanne jumps into Tony's arms. Christine sees from across the ballroom. Tony notices Christine looking. He immediately drops Joanne to her feet. The chandelier rattles up ahead. Pavel pulls Christine away just in time before the chandelier crashes to the floor. In the ceremony room, a mysterious blue and red ball of energy bursts through the stained glass. Sophia stands center stage, waiting. The ball of energy transforms into a woman in a white gown. Waving her arms, she hovers above Sophia.
You have defiled our home.
Mama?
You have disgraced the Klemenko name.
I tried to protect it. I did my best.
But you have failed, Sophia. And the castle has fallen. It is filled with pestilence and hypocrites, creatures not worthy of its glory. And now, on this tragic day, you shall endure the wrath of your ancestors.
Sophia's mother shoots a fireball out of her hand. A purple vortex appears.
No, Mama, please!
I cannot defend you. I cannot save you from your ancestry. From all of the men who have shed their blood to defend these walls. You have destroyed us, Sophia, and now you must pay!
Mama!
Mother points her fingers at Sophia. Lightning bolts fire off of her fingertips and pierce Sophia in the stomach. Sophia turns to walk into the vortex. Kevin enters.
Stop!
Silence! You are nothing to me, little boy. An enemy! A trespasser! Leave my sight at once!
Christine enters behind Kevin. Sophia gets closer to the vortex.
You should have been there for her. A mother should be there for her child.
Mother pushes Sophia harder into the vortex.
No!
Kevin rushes over to Sophia and grabs her from behind.
Take her! Take me!
Mother flies forward, waving her arms wildly.
You can't do this! You're a Klemenko! I thought Klemenkos had honor! I thought the Klemenkos were willing to die to protect their family!
Mother erupts in flames, pushing back Kevin and Christine. Mother and Sophia nowhere to be found. Sophia and Mother reappear. They hold hands.
You are right, my child.
I'm sorry, Mother.
You have not failed, my daughter. I have failed. That boy is right. Above everything, we are Klemenkos. I forgot what it entails. Thank you, Kevin.
The castle will be restored immediately, Madame Klemenko. I promise.
Mother pulls Sophia in for a hug.
Kevin. I am so proud of you.
Let go!
What about me? Don't I mean anything to you?
It's over!
But I did everything you asked! The crystal balls, the seance, the spirit water!
Look, sweetie, it's been fun, but I got a plane to catch.
And where are you going?
There you are. I was just...
Save it for your lawyer. Kevin was right, and I was just too blind to see the truth. You two have probably been draining my accounts for months now. Just how much money have you taken?
Joanne runs away. Tony drops his luggage and pulls out a binder.
It's hard to say. Chrissy, regrettably, all the payroll records were destroyed in a very unfortunate fire.
Tony tries to toss the binder into a fireplace, but it glides out of his hands and into Christine's.
Thank you, Sophia.
Kevin grabs a sword and blocks Tony's path.
Out of my way, Squirt.
No way. You're a lying, cheating, stealing, ugly snake. And you're gonna pay for what you did to my mom.
I'd love to stay and play with you, Kevin, but...
Tony pokes the sword. It falls to the floor. As he walks away, he trips over the sword and lands on his face.
Yes!
With the Clamenco sword, good triumphs over evil once again!
Christine pours a puke green mud bath over Tony.
Awesome. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm ready to start being a mother again.
I'd like that.
So would I.
Kevin and Christine tightly embrace. Pavel steps up behind them and smiles. In the garden.
You know, this is the first time I've ever seen you like this.
Like what?
I don't know. Happy?
Sophia appears on the balcony.
The president offered me the position at the National Theater Company.
Congratulations. He couldn't have chosen a better person.
Thanks.
So are you going to miss life in the big city, living here?
No. I've got everything I could ever want here. A home, a son, job.
A head butler.
Caretaker and chief coordinator.
You're getting a hang of this pipping thing. Come on. Oh, I almost forgot. Can I borrow both pairs of your rollerblades sometimes?
You gotta be kidding. Your mother?
She said when she comes to visit next month, we can do whatever I want.
You're gonna have to let me teach her.
You must be jesting. You rollerblade like you walk.
Sophia spins around in circles. Her body slowly fades away from under her neck.
Sophia?
Gotcha.
Not bad for a little ghost.
Sophia spins around more. Overlooking the castle.
It's been years now since I first moved to Sylvania. And who would have thought I still love living in this huge old haunted castle? But you know, things never turn out the way you think they will. And that's the fun of it.
A field of sunflowers. Fade to black. Credits scroll. Cast of characters. Christine, Christine Wayborn. Tony, James Fitzpatrick. Mother Ghost, Sally Kirkland. Joanne, Laura Bruneau. Pavel, Luke Liestmacher. Kevin, Jameson Baltes. Sophia, Trisha Lee Hardy. Music by Cynthia Miller. Editor, Carol O'Blath. Director of Photography, Dan Alexandru. Produced by Peter Yuval. Executive Producers, Peter Locke, Donald Kushner. Written by Timothy Michaels and James W. McLaughlin. Directed by Linda Shane. Filmed at Castle Film Studio, Bucharest, Romania. Little Ghost. Copyright 1996, The Kushner Locke Company, all rights reserved.